Anyone fresh to an activity will see it with wide open eyes, and others, well established in that activity, sometimes don't. So Victor Online asked this year's Young Eagle Scholarship winners for their safety tips and their career plans. This year, there were a couple of themes in their answers: the Air Force and the pre-flight. I'm Pen Mackay, and this is Victor Online. You're listening to A Chat with the Young Eagles. There's something in the makeup of a young eagle, perhaps it's in the DNA of every pilot, that means their first flight pretty much changes their life. While others may enjoy watching planes and riding in one, a young eagle is enchanted with flight from the moment they first leave the ground. Most are hell-bent on staying in the air as much as possible and preparing for a career that allows them to do that. This year's crop of young eagle scholars is no different. 17-year-old Benny Ray flies at Canterbury Aero Club and was the young eagle with the topmost score in the 2022 Ross McPherson Memorial Scholarship. His obsession started as he hung over a balcony at Nelson Airport as a preschooler.
Giant metal things that can fly through the air blew my mind as a young person. And first saw on the Nelson Aero Club website that they had young eagles for 13 people aged between 13 and 18. I couldn't wait to be that old to get started. And then I saw a poster in town for trial flights for $60. And sure enough, I had that much money in my piggy bank. So we're off to Motueka Aero Club. Had a trial flight, and I think I wrote in my essay for the scholarship that that's when I sort of got hooked on flying, and it all sort of went from there. But it definitely all started just from a childhood fascination of things being able to fly.
16-year-old Daniel Nell from North Shore Aero Club also won a McPherson scholarship. He had a similar revelation during a trial flight in 2019.
It was awesome being able to experience the thrill and see all the amazing sights over my beautiful city of Auckland, all the sort of areas I'm familiar with, but from a different angle and a different perspective that I don't normally get to see. I honestly can't describe it. It was almost kind of brought out a different side of me that I kind of clicked with it in a way. But I knew that it was going to be something that I would always be involved in. Aviation was going to be a part of my life.
Most young eagles want to eventually captain passenger jets for a major airline. But this year, two of them want to join the RNZAF and a third is considering it. For this year's Dakers Scholarship winner, 15-year-old Harry Cooper from Auckland Aero Club, it's the variety of Air Force flying he's after and the possibility of flying those new Hercules due next year.
Every day, like, you might get deployed overseas, you might have to go pick up the Prime Minister. There'll be different places to go each day, places you've never been before, things like that. And the Super Hercs, because, well, it's going to be a new aircraft for the Air Force, and I think that would be just really cool to be able to fly those big ones with the big propellers on them and stuff. That'd be really cool.
So you've got those Hercs in your sight. So obviously flying is all about safety. You've got a long way to go with training, but what is the most significant thing that you've learned already about safety, the thing that stays in your mind already about safe flying?
Probably to aviate first, then navigate, then communicate. It's really important to be able to just fly the aircraft first before you think of other things you're going to do. And then for yourself is that I'm safe. So that's the illness, medication, stress, alcohol, fatigue, and eating. That's really, really important to know that you're fit to fly before you go in the aircraft. You should be able to, like, for example, have something to eat, drink, and things like that, not stressed out. Leave all your things that you might be dealing with at home behind, not be drinking, and make sure your medication's aviation certified, so you're not going to, like, be tired or anything from it. And make sure you don't have any underlying illnesses. Make sure you are keeping up with your medicals and not lying to your doctor, not telling them of any illnesses that you have, because that's very important. You don't want to be able to be up in the air and something happens.
Also from Auckland Aero Club, also a McPherson scholar and also wanting to join the Air Force, is 18-year-old Ethan Santos. He has quite altruistic reasons for doing so.
For me, I sort of realized New Zealand's a great country, a very fortunate position, and I just really wanted to do something to repay my country, just because it's done so much for me, and I'd be happy to do anything I can to help out. Also, like a lot of work they do is in sort of aid and humanitarian missions, like natural disasters and helping after earthquakes and things. And it's the flying you do there is also very varied. It's not just sort of flying a few set routes and whatnot. It's, you never know what you're doing a few weeks from the day. But I remember when there was the Australian bushfires, you know, a few of the NH90s were sent over to help out. And then when they came back, yeah, they were helping out in one of the islands as well.
Ethan also likes the challenges such flying would present.
Even with just humanitarian flying, you know, like you're got tons and tons of relief aid or something like that in the back of your Hercules, you have to make the landing, or you have to, there's a lot less room for error.
15-year-old Joseph Swallow from South Canterbury Aero Club, another McPherson scholar, is fascinated not just by flying, but also by aircraft design. He loves the Alpi Griffin and the de Havilland Comet, describing them as both very fast and sleek and high-tech for their times. His career choice is being moulded by that love of a good-looking plane.
My favourite airliner is the A350. And as New Zealand doesn't fly the A350s, Qatar or Cathay would be my next choice. It's got a very, very long range on it for a twin-engine jet. It's very, you know, the style of the aircraft looks very appealing and, you know, sleek. It's a sleek design, and something about it just clicks with me.
But joining the RNZAF isn't out of the question either.
Recently, the New Zealand Air Force came to Timaru for Anzac Day with their Beechcraft Texans, and that put the idea in my head of actually possibly joining the Air Force for a little bit before I go to fly bigger planes.
The most experienced of this year's scholars with 60 hours under her belt is 18-year-old Rebecca Squires from South Canterbury Aero Club. She's this year's recipient of the Waypoints Aviation Scholarship. She hopes to captain a passenger jet one day, but because of the damage wrought on the sector by the COVID pandemic, she's looking at a slightly different aviation career for now.
I'm studying a Bachelor of Engineering, Chemical and Process Engineering. I'm pretty interested in sustainable aviation fuel that's going on, which in New Zealand's like aiming to use in their long-haul flights in the near future to reduce carbon emissions. So luckily, after having flight training, you kind of understand how planes work a lot more, and it will give you a better idea of how it actually will work in a plane. Yeah.
Rebecca's already had to face a situation that's required quick thinking.
There was a time when been some communication thing in the circuit area, and then I was just having my lookout, and then there's a plane. And so you have to like really be on your toes thinking all the time, like quick decision making. Okay, I'm just going to put full throttle, go up, get out of the way. And yeah, sometimes it is a bit.
The Young Eagles program isn't just about learning to fly. For Daniel Nell, it's given him a completely different way to look at the things he's been learning in the classroom.
With school, we're given that sort of basic physics understanding and all of those sort of ideas that relate to aviation, but actually sitting down and having an instructor and having people who are actually practicing in aviation kind of show a different perspective and how that it actually is applied in aviation, which made it a bit more exciting than just sitting in a classroom putting formulas in your calculator. So I mean, it was, in a way, it taught me to think outside the box because it challenged my understanding. It was really fun being able to experience that. So, I mean, you have your four forces of flight, lift, weight, thrust, and drag, but being able to see that in action and how all of those sort of forces are applied was exciting. Yeah.
Benny Ray has found the Young Eagles program helped his confidence, even outside the cockpit.
One thing our flight commander has always told us, Young Eagles, is that in aviation, it's all out there, and we just have to go out there and get it. And that's something I think when I heard sort of helped me push towards asking more questions, getting to know people and asking you to get involved with all sorts of things around the Aero Club. I think being told that all I have to do is get out there in aviation and get involved was enough to sort of get started. And the confidence sort of came from, you know, getting out there and knowing more people and definitely getting more involved.
Although this year's Young Eagle Scholarship winners have just embarked on their aviation journey, they already have some safety tips scorched into their brain. Rebecca Squires agrees with Harry Cooper that it's the I'm safe personal pre-flight checks that are the most significant to her right now.
They're so important before getting into a plane because, yeah, as I said before, it's so great how we learn a lot from our instructors in the lessons, but it does mean that there's lots of new information coming in. It can be really overwhelming, you can get tired quickly, and then that becomes dangerous if you're in control of a plane. So making sure you're well rested and like relaxed before a flight means that you can get the most out of your lesson and fly to your full potential.
And Joseph Swallow agrees, saying that both robust personal pre-flight and aircraft pre-flight are essential to safety.
Making sure you're all fit to fly yourself. And then second to that would be making sure the aircraft is fit to fly with your pre-flights, making sure you plan out your lesson and what you're going to be flying. Because if you take off and you haven't gone through your pre-flights or your I'm safe checks correctly, and you're up in the air and something goes wrong that you haven't planned for or discussed, then you don't have the right idea to how to deal with it. But if you discuss it before you leave on the ground and something happens in the air, you then realise, right, this is what we discuss, this is how we deal with it.
And for Benny Ray, it's also the planning that's important.
I think one of the main things the instructors always push is planning ahead and knowing what's coming up next. And that always starts on the ground with your pre-flight, knowing where you're going, what you're doing, checking the NOTAMs and the weather and all that. And then once you're in the air, knowing what you've got coming up next, you know, are you changing frequencies? Are you going over any airfields, or is it going to be traffic or changes in airspace? And then, of course, the big one is, what if something changes? What if the weather's not starting to look good? You have engine troubles. Hopefully you've already thought about it and planned ahead so you know what actions to take next.
Vector Online asked Ethan Santos what he'd do to stop some long-time pilots making bad decisions that may have become a bit ingrained. This is what he came up with.
For the experienced pilots to go on a flight with one of a newer student or pilot every now and again, because after doing like a few pre-flights and whatnot, I think I've noticed that the students and what, they always go through it a bit more rigorously, or maybe slightly more anxiously about it, because it's a bit more new to them. They're not as confident, so they're always sort of double checking in more places than more experienced pilots might do. So I think if one of the experienced guys went through something like that, or went on a pre-flight or just a flight with a new person, they would see the sort of different ways that like people who are fresh out the book studying would do it. Might give them a bit of a refresh.
This is Penn Mackay, and you've been listening to Vector Online and a chat with the Young Eagles. Thanks for listening.